This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sounds like
it. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. I will admit right up front, 7 after the hour, that this will not be my finest hour. In fact, if I make it through the hour, I'll be doing well, it seems to me. I must have gotten a hold of something. I went to a new salad place on 3rd on Saturday night, and I had what I thought was a good salad. But that's the only thing I can think of. That would have turned
me
inside out.
Seems like that would have happened a long time ago, though.
Yeah, maybe it should have, so whatever it is.
Just hope you don't have a flu. But in any case, we'll get through it. We'll get through it today.
Yeah. Yes. So,
and at least you're not feeling as bad as Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, what's his name, Jeffrey Branson. Who was Branson's name? Richard Branson.
Richard Branson.
Who
So I
got thrown. Go ahead.
There's two of these stories that are floating around. Claims about Clinton and Trump that are supposedly disclaimed. Did you talk about this yesterday in KRLA? There's a new round every day.
The story came out after I got off the air. It happened kind of, you know, as we were leaving the air. But there was another round of court records that were dropped from this Ghislaine Maxwell lawsuit, basically. And Ghislaine Maxwell was the groomer, the girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, who was a convicted pedophile and convicted sexual assaulter who died in prison. Whether you believe he died the natural way or the suicidal way or not.
No.
There are a lot of people that have different claims about that.
I think he had a little help from his friends.
What was interesting is that a lot of media sources picked this up, but the mainstream ones really did not. And I'll even credit, like, at this point, CNN and some of the others didn't even really, like, go to town on this. Because at first, in this latest round of court records, there was a woman who said that she had sex tapes, like recordings, of her friend, not her, but her friend, being intimate with Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Richard Branson, and
at the same time?
No. Don't ruin me for life. You're sick. Please, don't do that. Now, what they didn't put in that story when those went out is that the claims had actually been withdrawn, and also, I guess the woman admitted at some point that she invented the idea that she had these tapes. So,
this is Jane Doe, 43, right?
Yeah, and I think, I feel like her name might have been Ransom, something like that, her last name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's already enough, like, disgusting stuff on these tapes. Like, I don't know.
So here's the question.
Not on these tapes, but in these documents. I feel like we need to operate in truth. Who really are the baddies here? And I don't even know if we know yet.
Why do we care? Epstein's dead. I guess this is, seriously, why are we talking about this? How does it affect you, me, the people that are listening? It has no impact on us. It's fun, if you don't like Bill Clinton, to see his name in headlines. It's fun, if you don't like Donald Trump, to see his name in the headline. But other than that, it's the same old story over and over again with a few more names, or a lot more names, that are attached to it. So you're surprised that Donald Trump's on this list? You're surprised that Bill Clinton's on this list? You're surprised that Prince Andrew's on this list? Come on. This is foolish.
Well, I think,
it's wasted.
So, okay, it matters if there are people who need to be recognized as victims. That's number one. But I think you make a good point, because there's so much sex trafficking that's happening every day. I think you and I even talked about this a little bit last week in this country. I mean, think about our wide open border. That's being like ravaged by people who are sex trafficking and drug trafficking into the country, and they're using innocent people, young girls, young women, to do this, like on their backs, basically. So I do think you make a good point, because we're all tied up in this because it's the rich and the powerful. But I think that's why it's interesting to people, because it's this whole piece of life that many of us probably didn't even know knew existed, basically.
But does it affect us?
I don't know. Kind of, and then the other thing you have to ask yourself, was there anything, what was the wrongdoing? Because there's a lot of gray area in this case. Okay, so are we going to be throwing the book at someone who's taking advantage of someone who is knowingly selling their body for money, number one. And then number two, the people who were kind of forced into it, that's where the crimes are being committed. But it's just, there's a lot of sludgy gray area in all of this. And I think people are just looking for the salacious headlines that involve their favorite celebrities, or their least favorite celebrities, as you might say.
And by the way, the same thing could be said for Bill Belichick. Kraft, his boss, I think was on this list of the people who went down to visit with Epstein. But I was thinking about Bill Belichick as the Patriots are trying to figure out what to do with him. They have figured that they don't have another play. They don't have another person. They don't know what to do. And that's kind of the way it is in some big business circles, right? You have a circumstance that exists, and so you want to get rid of somebody, but who do you put there? There's nobody better. And Belichick said yesterday he was open to a leaner role as his future with the Patriots is uncertain. So when do we get to the playoffs? The playoffs have started, right?
Starting now this week, yeah.
Yeah, all right. And are the Patriots in it? So it hasn't even, I don't even
yeah, that's a great question. I don't think so, actually.
I don't think they are either. All right. So let's talk about the Alaska Airlines 737, this terrifying mid-air blowout. And some of the passengers are talking about the experience aboard this. A flight took off from Portland on its way down to Burbank, and it's one of these MD, it's a 737 MAX.
The MAX jet, yeah. Needed more bad PR.
Well, they just the Boeing company doesn't get it anymore. This lady said, we heard a loud bang, a jolt, and a whoosh of air came back at us very quickly. And the next moment, the oxygen mask came down, and if you don't think that's a terrifying, if you just see that happening in front of you, that's enough to send you over the edge.
You fly so much, have you ever been on a flight with the oxygen mask deployed?
Yeah, once. Yep, going through a tornado. It wasn't any fun.
Did you have to wear it, or did it just come down?
It came down. We were all juggling around so much we couldn't grab them and hold on to them. The plane was twisting and turning. It was really talk about an experience. Woo! Anyway, there's one lady that tells the story of having been on the plane, and now the folks, they have 65 of these 737s. They're also called 737-9, a longer plane, longer. There have been 737 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Most of Southwest had a bunch of the earlier ones. Well, most everybody had the earlier ones back in the late 60s and early 70s. And then as they had kept making them longer and bigger, they would, you know, those planes would go to Ethiopia and they'd start with the new ones. So the planes have never really had a chance to mature because the model changes every 2-3 years, right. 3 or 4 years. This is the 171 people on board, crew of six. They were safe when they landed back at the airport, but the National Transportation Safety Board.
It was on takeoff because 15 minutes in. Think about how many people take their seatbelt off and they're all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I would think even the flight crew is pretty lucky that it happened at that moment in the flight.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear about the school teacher who found the door in the backyard?
I knew that it fell down. I didn't know. In the backyard of the school?
No, it was the backyard of the school teacher's house. His name is Bob. He doesn't want to be known by anything else but Bob, and he's a school teacher. And I guess he looked in his backyard and he went, what's that? And it was the panel that fell off.
So what is going on at Boeing? This is one of America's most treasured companies and actually does more business dollar-wise. It's the biggest corporation in America. It does, because of the cost of the planes, it does more the business is so huge in terms of dollar amounts. Those planes, the planes, those nines, cost about, I remember when they were first being built, I think they cost $20 million. Now they're up to about 90. You can't buy a new 787 that's like $200 million. The 777, more expensive even than that. Because they're built to last, and they're supposed to have, you know, the starts that they need in order to get the job done. So obviously something's going on at the plant. Those rivets that hold the panels in on the side of the plane can't be in there properly. They looked at 131 planes yesterday for various airlines. I don't know what they found. Okay. Speaking of flying, did you see the story about the moon landing mission?
Yeah.
The commercial moon landing mission?
Yeah, I love all the space stuff, but it looks like it's in big trouble, right?
Yeah. It's the Peregrine Lunar Landing built by Astrobotic. So that tells you something right there. Launched with a Vulcan rocket from the United Launch Alliance, which is a project between Lockheed Martin and Boeing, went up at Cape Canaveral in Florida, and then it's got up, but there's a critical fuel leak.
Yeah, there was a leak going on, and I think what was interesting about this is that this lander had had a solar panel on it, and it was supposed to be pointed at the sun so that it could use that for energy as well. And so they said just before exiting this communication outage, the Astrobotic team said it developed and executed an improvised a maneuver to reorient the solar panels toward the sun to collect sunlight, because without that sunlight, it's dead in the water, basically. So it helped charge the battery, but they just don't know if it's enough for the moon landing to actually occur. Now, what's a bummer is they've got JFK's DNA on this. They have remains from some of the members of Star Trek on the on board this thing as well.
Yeah, lovely.
Shatner? No, he's alive. Thank you.
He's no remains of his. Mm-mm. The teacher's name, by the way, was Bob Sauer, who's a science teacher at Gabel School. He was the one who found the blown out door plug from the Alaska flight. He's 61 years old. Yeah, Bob. There he is. I think Bob may be listening to this program up in the Portland area.
Hope so.
Hooray! All right, here we are at 18 after. This is Good Day.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program is January the 9th. My sister's birthday. Happy birthday to Linda, who is... how old is she today? She's...
Don't tell.
Ooh, she's 80. Happy birthday, Linda. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Time marches on. Man,
it certainly does. Yep. All right, speaking of time marching on, what's happened in Valerie Bertinelli's life since she was on One Day at a Time, some of the other shows that she's been on? She was actually on Finding Your Roots with, what's his face, Gates, Lewis, Henry Louis Gates. I think that's a pretty good show, actually. It's a pretty interesting show. Yeah, it is. But it wasn't fun for her, and I'll tell you why it wasn't fun after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is it, this is it. This is life, the one you get. Go and have a ball. This is it, this is it. Straight ahead and rest assured. Can we show it all?
One of the nicest, most genuine of all of those shows from that era, Jennifer. Jennifer, by the way, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffens on the Good Day program with a focus on Valerie Bertinelli, who was on this Finding Your Roots show. She finds out she learned about her grandfather's past. Her grandfather was Nazareno Bertinelli.
He had been married.
I think, yeah, maybe he's a little Italian, right? He was married in Italy, and then he moved to Scranton, Pennsylvania in 1922. And in this episode, Jen, Valerie's grandfather apparently married, she learns he married after he came back from World War I, and married his first wife, with whom he had another family. So her grandfather had a secret second family.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. How would you
People
find
used
out?
To be able to get away with this stuff, but now that have all the DNA and all the investigators, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. So is this fair to her? Is this, like, under the circumstances, spring this on her? Is that fair? I didn't see what her reaction was, her facial expression, but I just wonder whether this is the kind of thing you want to spring on somebody in a circumstance like that.
I just, you know, it's so long ago, and I wonder how much she, what kind of interaction she even had with her grandfather. I mean, it really has nothing to do with her. It was in whatever situation that family was in. I don't know. I think it's really hard to hold yourself accountable for everything that your family did 100 years ago. Or some of the people who still have guilt if they find out that their family had slaves. I mean, there's nothing that you personally could have done about it.
No, not at all. So you kind of leave it as knowledge. Wasn't she married to Eddie Van Halen for quite a while?
Is and she then not she still was married to another guy and just got divorced and was like, I'm just kind of staying alone and that's that. And she says she's very happy now that... I think that maybe, I don't know, my feeling is that she never really got over Eddie Van Halen, who's the father of her child, and I think that maybe that was carrying with her in her new marriage.
Yeah, that could be. All right, well, those things happen under the pale blue light of the moon. And so, anyway, it's interesting. These are always interesting stories to tell, for sure. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs could run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers. Right this minute, call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Americans are being told to expect an election year in 2024, perhaps unlike they have ever seen or experienced before. First Lady Michelle Obama told the On Purpose podcast with Jay Shetty recently she's very concerned about how things could play out. She says leaders matter.
Who speaks for us? Who holds that bully pulpit? It affects us in ways that sometimes I think people take for granted.
Concerns are raised as the question of whether the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots rose to the level of an insurrection, including former President Trump's involvement in it. It is a question now being placed before the U.S. Supreme Court. And blizzard conditions continue in parts of the Plains states early today. There's a larger winter storm that continues to dump snow on other parts of the Midwest. From Chicago, Illinois, west to Kansas City, Missouri, and areas north, there could be as much as a half a foot of snow in some places. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Wonderful people out there in the dark. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
I forget who the original star of this was. Petula Clark did it on Broadway. Do you know who it was? Is that, that may be Claudette Colbert, but I'm not sure. About Hold that, on. It's the
Sunset
it's called
Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard. Yep.
Gloria. Was Norma Desmond
yes.
the character,
and the it was Gloria Swanson.
There you go.
Got it. Right. Okay. Thank you. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Doug Stephan here on the farm. Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, where it's cold. The snow continues. This is up in. We seem to be focusing a lot on the Northwest. The Pacific Northwest have another. Big storm to deal with, blizzard conditions expected from there across to the Great Plains. The Northeast will have another snowstorm, it seems, this weekend. We're going to have 55 degrees tomorrow, so that'll be the end of the snow, just in time to clean it up so we can have some more. So, hooray, hooray. Speaking of hooray, excuse me.
Like a dry winter last winter?
Yeah, it was last winter. Yeah, it wasn't much, really much snow last winter. I apologize a little bit for the way I sound. As near as I can tell, I had food poisoning, but I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. My temperature shot up last night to like 103, and then I took all kinds of stuff.
You got the flu. That's not
wrapped myself. Well, but my stomach feels like it wants to chuck. This is sweet. This is a sweet conversation.
But that's the stomach flu. Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe. Whatever it is. As I've had it. If it is that, I've had it twice in the past month, and I never get sick. So I'm wondering how much of this all the doctors, Dr. Jack, Dr. Super Ken, bugs. On our Good Day Health programs have been talking about how strong these bugs are.
Yeah.
And they really, really are strong.
I feel like everybody is sick right now. I don't know. I mean, yeah. It just seems like it's going through.
I'm never sick.
Respiratory stuff or whatever,
yeah.
But gosh.
Yeah, a lot of bugs. Thanks to the Chinese government. Thanks a lot, fellas. Michigan won the collegiate football playoff national championship last night, dropping number 2 Washington, the Huskies. Score was 34-13. Did you watch any of that? Or your father probably did.
My dad did. I did not.
Mm-hmm.
I was rooting loosely for Michigan. So congratulations, team.
Right. Yeah. The Wolverines pounded the Huskies in the first and fourth quarters, apparently. So this is a, I guess.
Like in the first and fourth quarters. The rest of the game, eh.
Yeah, right, yeah. The victory brought a sort of sense of vindication for Jim Harbaugh, who was in the quarterback position in Michigan for 3 seasons as a player back in the 80s.
He and his brother, they've been really, what is it, Jim, and who's the other one?
I don't know. I don't follow. I just
Harbaugh
saw that.
Too.
I thought it was interesting. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Tiger Woods and Nike have gone their separate ways, which I find kind of interesting, actually, because they've been so tightly connected for such a long time. There was a lot of, hand-wringing. What are we going to do? It's costing us a lot of money. We're not getting the returns. So he said goodbye to Nike yesterday. Months of speculation made it official that the partnership, this is 27 years that he's been the major spokesperson for Nike.
Well, and that's
I thought
thing.
The basketball guys
the
were
same.
The
no, because he isn't playing as much. You know, he's recovering from injuries and such, so
right.
Maybe he's just not as valuable to them.
Yeah, I don't think he is. Anyway, so he's gone. The way of the wind. All right, so those are our 2 sports stories for the next week or 10 days. <We'll> see what
no,
happens.
Because now you've got playoff football.
Football players, I know, yeah.
Yep.
Can you believe
watch
the ratings?
Watch.
And that, well, the ratings that football is getting, the college football teams and the pros, they're getting like 3 times the average number of viewers every time there's a football game on. The average successful
watch.
Show... The average successful TV show gets, a nightly show, a network show gets 6-7 million viewers, 8 million, that's considered a success. That's what the SVU shows get. That's what Law and Order, all the FBI shows are all in that vicinity. So the football last week, Monday Night Football last week, was like 17 million people were watching the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, it's amazing. All right, Ukraine says it did not... It failed, wasn't able to shoot down a bunch of Russian missiles. So there were,
They need more money?
Of course, right. They shot down 18 of 51 Russian missiles fired overnight at targets all across Ukraine. The 33 missiles may have done severe damage, depends on where they hit, I guess. 4 people were killed. The Ukrainian military described this as a massive attack.
Just need someone to go in there and say, enough is enough with this.
Yeah.
I mean, this
I'll
is
just
now
go shoot
endless.
Putin. Yeah.
People are dying.
Forever.
Nobody's winning.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, I mean, let's look at the Israeli situation.
But at least they're making progress. I mean, they've gone through and they're getting rid of the tunnels. They're taking out leaders on the opposition. I mean, there's actually stuff that's happening in that war. It's not just 2 years of no real movement that we don't even see depicted on our news media, which I think is really strange. And I've always thought that's really strange about this war, is that there's just not the coverage there that there is of other conflicts. And even like there is in Israel. I mean, Israel's happy to get that footage out because they want you to see what's really going on over there, or what they, even if it's through their lens.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that. There's plenty of that for sure. I was interested to see the varying degrees of silliness from the various silly presidential candidates. Is Mike Pence is kind of out of it, though, now, right?
Pence has dropped out, yeah.
Yeah. So he was talking yesterday about the January 6th situation. I don't know what else to use. What other word do we use besides situation? There's a conspiracy story floating around the FBI started the January 6th attack.
A lot of people think that's true.
Really?
A lot of people think that there was a lot of coordination. And because, you know, Nancy Pelosi is in charge, or at the time was, now it's Mike Johnson, of the security of the Capitol. And the Trump administration had asked her to bring out the National Guard, and she declined. And they never gave the order to the Sergeant of Arms to bring in extra Capitol Police, all of these things, and she didn't want to do any of it. And so then people think that the FBI were in the crowd agitating and getting people to go inside. And
what do they gain from that?
Well, no Trump.
Oh. Okay. And
vilify a bunch of conservatives, try to shut down the conservative movement, I guess.
Well, that's not likely to happen. It seems kind of silly. Nikki Haley.
I think 5 years ago I would have said that doesn't seem likely, but now we know anything is possible, and that the government does way more than it ever should in anything.
Yep,
they don't let anything
that's for sure.
happen.
Yeah. Nikki Haley is number one big time in New Hampshire, like double digits over Trump. And,
no, she's not.
Yes, she is. The polls of the Boston
Trump.
Papers today. Yeah, she is.
I think you got to read the headline, because I just went to Real Clear Politics yesterday.
Yeah.
And Trump's ahead, I think, 40-20 over Nikki Haley.
I thought it was the other way around. You sure it's not like 37? To 20.
They like you to believe it, though, because they're trying to push her as like this, that she's doing so well against Trump, but Trump is still winning in every poll. So let's go Real Clear Politics average, and we'll look at New Hampshire.
But why? I guess that's my question.
Why?
Why is Trump the leader here under the circumstances? It just boggles my mind that the Republicans can't come up. Well, Nikki Haley's ads are all about Joe Biden being old and term limits, and that there should be a mental test for people in the Senate and the House after they get to be 75, which is sort of a chuckle, but yeah, I think that's probably not a bad idea. Probably ought to be a mental test for radio people that are over 75, too.
You ready?
Yes.
So the latest UMass poll, Trump at 52, Haley at 22, Christie at 6, DeSantis at 10. Interesting, they put Christie above DeSantis. That was from UMass Lowell. The St. Anselm poll, Trump 44, Haley 30. The CBS poll, Trump 44, Haley 29. The Trafalgar poll, Trump 45, Haley 18. These are all just New Hampshire, by the way. Trump 46, Haley 18, Washington Post, Monmouth. CNN, Trump 42, Haley 20. I mean, it's just, it's funny the way that the news media is portraying the fact that Trump isn't by far out and ahead of these people.
Because
Real Clear Politics does a good job of just taking all the polls and giving you an average. The Real Clear Politics average today is Trump 47.68, Nikki Haley 25.54, Christie 10.81, DeSantis
9.79. So, all right. I am very interested in looking at some of the stock prices as the market gets better. Closed up yesterday, all of the averages were up a couple of points, as a matter of fact.
Do with the election year?
Yeah, usually. Advertising is stronger. Yeah, everybody's getting all worked up about this.
Or just even manipulation. You never know. Again, you can't trust anything, right?
No, that's too bad. Yeah, it is. JetBlue has announced they have a new CEO, but it's interesting the way they've announced it. The fellow who's running it now is stepping down next month, and they're going to bring in the first woman, so they say, to lead a major U.S. airline. I would say they ought to look at the history of Southwest, and they would see that after Herb Callahan, or Callaher, who was the founder of Southwest, left, there was a lady who ran, and I'm not sure whether she still runs it or not, there was a lady who ran Southwest for quite a long time. So this is the kind of stuff. Again, you could probably go through any number of stories and find the journalism terrible.
Yeah, then you find the twist, right?
Yeah, but, right, exactly. The first, she's not the first CEO at all. So anyway.
I do like JetBlue, though. I don't know how good they are lately, but yeah, I used to like them quite a bit.
Yeah, when they were first, they got too big too fast. Mm. They suck. And they want to buy Spirit, which is the worst airline in the world, and they want to add that those routes. So they already are on those routes. So it's that's kind of a weird reality. The IRS has announced that the end of the month, start of the tax season, January 29th, the official start date of the tax season, 128 million tax returns will be filed by April 15th. Got to have your money in. The announcement coming as the agency undergoes a massive overhaul because it is ineffective, inefficient, inappropriate. So the Democrats and the Republicans have agreed on this, I guess, the Inflation Reduction Act. This goes back a year or so. So it'll be interesting to see. Everybody cheers. Yay! That's it. Is that right?
The eyes were ineffective in IRS.
All right, exactly. Reduce them to nothing. All right, it's 48 after here on Good Day.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right, 53 after the outhouse, Fruit Farm and Family Time here on the Good Day program. Here's a recall milk fish. I don't even know what that is. It was imported into Pomona, California by the Panama Premium Marinated Company. It's a small little fish, botulism. This is another one of these things where packaging is the problem. There are no instructions to keep it frozen on the package, and yet you have to keep it frozen. And so it thawed out in the refrigerators, and people cooked it, and they didn't cook it enough. So they have been very sick. Maybe I got some of this because I had fish on Sunday. California, Hawaii, Washington, Illinois, Nevada, and Texas. So all of these marinated milk fishes, is that the plural of fish? Fishes? Yeah, I think it is. Milk fish. They all should be returned to the store. Botulism is nothing that you want to mess with. So any milk fish that you have, bring it back to the store, get your money back. TGI Fridays announced yesterday they're going to close 36 restaurants across the country. Interesting. They're all over in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, in Massachusetts, Danvers, Dedham, Mansfield, North Attleboro, wow, Seekonk, in Maryland, New Hampshire, New Jersey, that's New York State, there's a bunch of them closing there. So what's going on? Is it something that kind of has worn out, the fascination with TGI Fridays? They've been around for a long time. They're still sort of a popular family restaurant, I think, but they don't have anything special. It's kind of an old, you know, the decor is old, and there's so many other places around. Chipotle, man. Every time I turn around, there's a new Chipotle store opening up here, there, and everywhere. And so maybe, there's other choices, and so TGI Fridays is feeling the pinch, if you will. Here's the story of a man in Florida suing Dunkin' Donuts over severe. He said, I have long-term injuries because of an exploding toilet in the Dunkin' store. He wants $50,000 lawsuit filed against Dunkin'. this incident involved a toilet at one of the locations in down in Florida. So he says he sustained severe and long-term injuries after the toilet exploded. How does a toilet explode, please? How does that happen? Like, did it break in 100 pieces? Somebody flushing it goes the wrong way? This is, he said he was covered with debris and human feces. Oof, yuckabunga. Urine. Duncan informed him that they were aware of the problem after some other incidents. Man, they look, if that's the case, they're gonna get hung out to dry. If they knew there was a problem there and they didn't fix it, yeah. Write the check. See you later. Oy. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not a coffee person anyway. But I, once in a while, there is a good donut to be had there. But other than that, unga bunga. All right, let's see here. The new center of the eco chic world is Milan, Italy. There's a company that took a risk, invested in a way to turn food waste into 3D printing materials, which they then used to print tabletop furniture. Wow. This is an interesting reality, isn't it, huh? They used AI and the 3D printer, made table lamps, incense holders, magazine racks, keyboards, clocks, bookends, all with lemons and oranges and coffee grounds that came from Milan. They're expensive, but the company says they're popular within their price point, and every kilogram of printing material that they produce is 1 kilogram of saved waste that doesn't go into a landfill, which makes a whole lot of sense. This is a little company. Somebody will come buy them out, give the guy who figured it out a lot of money. They have a patent on their printing goo. That's what they call it. It's also called Recryl. So something that is used. This is perfect, right? Italian food and drinks being made. This would be something that comes over to this country. Somebody will bring it over here and do a bang-up job with it, frankly. You can also create compost with the furniture if you want to, and if you have a problem dog who loves to gnaw at the chair legs, they won't be poisoned from doing it these chair legs. So that's interesting, right? A tabletop furniture design, 3D printers using waste food and drinks. Good idea. All right, 59 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.